Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Hello there, I'm Frank Opinion, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to listen to the joke. There's one every day, Monday through Friday. Short podcast, anywhere from, 5 to 12 minutes or so. I'm so glad you're here, and I need as many people as we can get. If we don't get enough, it's just not a big deal. But like anything, if you do it, you want it to take off. You want it to go well. So we'll see. But I need you and everybody you know and everybody we can get the word out to, and that's where AO Creatives comes in. AOCreatives.com. If you need help with a website, yeah, they do that, or podcast, then AOCreatives.com. Please hit the follow button so that you never miss a joke. There's a guy who has worked with me more than anyone over the years when I had a radio show. His name is Dan Strauss, and just a great guy and fun to be around. And Dan, many years ago, let me know that he had a favorite joke. And over all the years, it never changed. That's still, this joke is his favorite joke. And you'll see why. It is a great joke. And I know I say that a lot, but there are many really great jokes. So this is Dan's. Every radio station manager that I worked for had a favorite joke. And when I go to work there, right away they go, well, hope you're going to tell this joke. It's my favorite. And they proceed to tell me the joke. Sometimes they were really funny jokes, and other times, not so much. But it's your boss, so you're going to tell that joke at some point just to make him happy. So today's joke is Dan's favorite joke, my sort of sidekick for many, many years. And it is it's a joke. I said before, doctors in barroom, bar joke, doctor joke. There are more jokes that take place in a doctor's office and a barroom than I think anywhere else. And this is a doctor joke. And it starts with this guy wakes. We'll call him Bob. I like the name Bob. I don't know why in a joke. It's just Bob. Bob wakes up one morning and gets up, goes to the bathroom, kind of combs his hair, washes his face, and gets dressed, goes downstairs for breakfast. And when he gets downstairs, his wife looks up, says, "Morning, honey." And then she stops him and she says, "Oh, my goodness, what's wrong?" He said, what are you talking about? She says, "What am I talking about? You look terrible. You look terrible." He goes, "I feel great. I feel great." She goes, "Well, you look terrible." He said, "And what that's all about." And just then the kids come down for breakfast before school. "Hi, Daddy." Oh, they take one look at him. He goes, "Mom, what's wrong with Dad? Dad, what's wrong?" And their dad says, "Oh, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you also think I don't look so good?" And his daughter says, "Dad, you look terrible. I mean, terrible." He goes, "Honey, I feel great. What about you, son?" And his dad says, "Sorry, Dad, but she's right. Mom's right. You really do look terrible." He said, "Well, this is amazing. I feel great." He finishes his breakfast, tells them all goodbye, out to the car, and he picks up every day a buddy to go to work that rides with him. He pulls up, meep, meep. The guy comes out, gets in the car, looks over at Bob and goes, "Whoa, I don't know if I should be riding with you. Can you drive okay?" And Bob says, "Well, why wouldn't I be able to?" He said, "Well, because there's obviously something wrong with you. You look terrible." Bob says, "Now this is really starting to bother me.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
You said that, my wife said it, my kids said it, and now here you are telling me I look terrible, but I feel great." His friend says, "Well, if you say so, but man, I think you should see a doctor right away." So they take off, they get to work, he walks in, the receptionist says, "Hey, good morning, Bob." "Whoa, Bob, you sure you want to work today? I think you need to turn around and go right to the doctor's office." And Bob says, "Well, let me guess why. Because you think I look terrible?" She goes, "Well, I don't think it. You look terrible." And she turns to somebody else in the office and she goes, "Betty, look at Bob. She does. She goes, Bob, what's wrong? What happened? He said, okay, now I'm starting to really be concerned. She says, Bob, let me call your doctor. Tell him you're on the way. You need to go right now. Cancel your first couple appointments. You need to see a doctor because you look terrible. He goes, but I feel great. So she does. And they said, yeah, if it's that urgent and he looks that bad, tell him to come on in here. So he does. He walks in the doctor's office, walks right up to the receptionist. He's been there many times. It's his primary physician. And she looks up and says, well, Bob, what? Oh, whoa. Bob, no wonder you had to get right in here. You look terrible. He said, I can't wait to see the doctor because this is just flat out weird. I feel great. Everybody says I look terrible. She says, well, the doctor will see you right now. He's ready for you. So he goes in to the doctor. And the doctor says, hey, Bob, what? And he just pauses and stares at him. He says, Bob, my goodness, Bob, you look. And Bob says, I know, terrible. Okay. Everybody's told me how terrible I look. He said, but doc, I feel great. What is this? What's going on? The doctor said, well, let's find out. The doctor gets out his iPad and he goes through this, he searches through this site that doctors use because it's all in doctor talk. He says, well, let's see what we can find out here. So you're telling me that even though you look terrible, you feel great? He goes, yeah, that's exactly right. So he's on the, you know, keypad or whatever, and he goes, all right, let's see what we can come up with here. Oh, here, this says, looks bad, feels bad. No, that's not you. You look terrible, but you feel great. He goes, okay, here, looks terrible, feels terrible. That's not it. He goes, aha, here it is. Looks terrible, feels great. Bob, according to this, you're a vagina.